from the Mercy One studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. It is Friday, December 13th. We've got a great show in store for you today. Father Andrew Winchittle is in the house, our Iowa Catholic Radio spiritual advisor. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Going to talk about Sunday's gospel, a little spiritual chat for us as we Lectio Divina, a little spiritual reading into the gospel this morning. Coming up at 7:45 today, Katie Patrizio is going to be on. Katie has taken a Holy Land pilgrimage in 2021, and we're going to talk about the Holy Land. Nazareth, then and now is what she's titling it, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about what do we know about Nazareth during the time of Jesus, the population, the size, the structure, the makeup, what someone can expect to see when they visit Nazareth today. So she's going to discuss the city today, as well as the Basilica of the Annunciation and the Church of St. Joseph. So a lot of good info. I think it's going to be a lot of fun today, and I'm going to really save some good time for Katie because she is fun on the show. Whenever she's come on, she has just got a ton of knowledge about whatever it is she's talking about. So I enjoy having Katie on. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports. Weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. We'll have your Saint of the Day coming up in the second half hour as well. Let's get right to it this morning. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God. Oh, can't hear you. I can't hear you in my, there you go.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Also, a little bit this morning on Our Lady of Guadalupe, I hope you had a good feast day yesterday. Father, did you do anything special?
No, they just celebrated Mass.
There you go. Well, that's special.
Maybe I shouldn't say just.
Right? That's the most special thing we could possibly do. I'm going to share St. John Paul II's prayer for the family to Our Lady of Guadalupe a little bit later as well. All right. Mark Amadeo, news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Welcome back to Iowa after your little trek to Wisconsin. And see, it took you an extra day to get everything figured out with the weather.
Well, I had to drive back right after, but I didn't drive back all the way. I drove back just about 3 hours to Albert Lea, and that was right on the line. It just about 20 minutes north got 3 inches of snow, and Albert Lea didn't get anything, so I was able to make it.
Well, we're glad you're back safe and sound. I know Father Andrew, welcome to studio, and I enjoyed seeing you the other night at Father Ricardo's presentation downtown.
Yeah, good to see you there, too, and about, what was it, about 2,200 other people, from what I heard.
Yes, it was.
Yes, we were sharing the event with others, Father. That's correct.
Yes.
Father, do you have a rating on the MC that night, Mr. Leonetti? You got a scale of 1 to 10. I gave him about a 9.5.
Nine and a half.
I never do that.
That's pretty high.
Wow. Yeah, he's all right.
Man,
what do you think, Father?
You got a low bar.
I know.
That's a clip right there. He did pretty well.
Thank you.
Yes,
that
yes,
a lot
he
of
did.
Fun.
Yes, he
considering
did.
He's used to not be seen when he's talking.
That's right.
At least when he's here.
It's a little bit different.
He's one like I that have faces for radio, and that's why we keep away from the cameras.
And a voice for TV.
That's just how it works. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
There you go. Hey, and those
glad to have you back.
Those Hawks last night looked pretty good.
Oh, I was going to wait for that. Where's my Hawkeye music? Tony's got my Hawkeye music already queued
now
up.
Look.
Wasn't that something else?
I am not a Hawk fan at all. Everyone knows that by now. But they just...
Especially me.
They beat us down. I mean, it was just from beginning to end. They shot the ball extremely well. They out-rebounded us like crazy. They were tougher underneath the basket, which just infuriated me in the first half. I mean, I was furious about it. But they just, I mean, they wanted it more. They came to play.
Yes, they did. It was, I saw last probably half, if that. And it's first win for Iowa at Hilton Coliseum since 2003 during the regular season.
Yes,
it
was.
They had an NIT game there. They won a few years later. But that's quite a drought. And I was surprised. You held Iowa State to 68 points. We never thought that would happen, that kind of a game.
The defense looked good as well. They'll inevitably blow this at the end of the season, but still, they are a good team right now. They're a good team.
I knew the shoe was going to fall somewhere in this segment.
Well, congratulations. Listen, we did not deserve that game last night. There is no question about it. That was not a matter of Iowa State losing. That was a matter of Iowa winning, and they came to win. They did.
John, that's as quiet as I've seen Hilton Coliseum in quite some time following a game.
It's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
What do you think about what do you think about the shoes being left on the court?
Yeah, I saw
by
that.
Jordan Bohannon.
Well, you know what? Look, if you don't come to play, you get beat like that, you're just going to get embarrassed. Fine.
I love it.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Deacon Tony, please cue up the Iowa Hawkeye fight song music when we get that sports segment. I appreciate that. Or you can pick out some winter music. You know, that's fun, too. Uh-huh.
There you go.
All right. We'll have more on this in the second half hour.
There you go. It all
you
comes
wake
back
up
around.
Every morning with this, John.
Don't you worry. It all comes back around, my friend. You wait.
Not this year.
You wait.
Not this year, my friend.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let's get right to it from the WHO-TV Channel 13 weather desk and meteorologist Megan Selwall. Currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, we have cloudy skies, some light fog in the area, 19 degrees at the northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. As today, we'll have cloudy skies. We could see a wintry mix here in central Iowa as there's snow entering the state from western Iowa, and that can turn into a wintry mix here, a high of 38 degrees. We could encounter some slick conditions throughout the day, although it should be moving out by late this afternoon and for the evening commute. East-southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low of 17 degrees. The winds will pick up out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and very windy. A high of 24 degrees for your Saturday. Sunday, more of the same. Partly cloudy and dry. High of 24 degrees. And Monday, snow back in the forecast. Heavier amounts in southern Iowa. So be mindful of that if you're making your morning commute on Monday. A high of 26 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, the Centers for Disease Control's latest flu map of the United States shows Iowa with minimal activity of the illness for now. Now, a spokesperson for the CDC says the CDC map shows high flu activity in Nebraska and Minnesota, means it's a matter of time before more flu cases show up here in Iowa. The Public Health Department says the flu has already killed two people in the state of Iowa thus far. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, as we talked about earlier, men's college basketball. Well, the first time since 2003, the Iowa Hawkeyes get a rare road win at Iowa State as the Hawkeye men defeated Iowa State 84-68 in Ames. Northern Iowa last night in men's college basketball improved their record to 10-1 as they defeated Grand Canyon by the score of 82-58 out in Phoenix, Arizona. Last night, week 15 of the NFL, Thursday night football had the Baltimore Ravens defeating the New York Jets 42-21. The Ravens have now won 10 straight, and they improved their record to 12-2, and they lead the AFC. High school wrestling last night, Valley defeated Dowling by the score of 41-27 at the Dowling Gym. And high school boys swimming last night, Dowling defeating Ankeny 93-77. Tonight, it's the FCS football playoffs, the quarterfinals. Northern Iowa on the road at James Madison tonight. They'll kick off at 6 o'clock out in Harrisburg, Virginia, and they'll be televised on ESPN. Tonight, also Des Moines Buccaneers and USHL hockey. They're on the road at Lincoln. They'll face off at 7 o'clock. And NBA G League basketball right here in Des Moines. Maine is at the Iowa Wolves. The Wolves are in second place, and they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Tonight, it's high school basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Dowling at Ankeny. We'll have our pregame show beginning at 6 o'clock. Girls tip off at 6:15 to boys to follow around 7:45. So join us for the call tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling at Ankeny on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight. And once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies, some light fog in the area, 19 degrees. And today we'll see cloudy skies and a wintry mix moving through the, throughout the day. So we could see some slick roads possible at times, a high of 38 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up. Jimmy Olson, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Well, with what I'm looking at, it's not looking too bad, but according to Father Andrew, he said it's a parking lot. Just stay home today. He's going to write a note for you, and you'll be okay and not go anywhere. Actually, not a bad drive at all. Making that way in from the West Mixer to downtown, 235, 7 minutes. 7 minutes as well as you head in from the East Mixer to downtown. No other problems to pass along so far this morning. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's talk about the gospel for this Sunday. John the Baptist, a little more about him, Father.
That's right. Jesus says he's not only a prophet, he's greater than a prophet. And it's hard to imagine what that could mean. Is first of all, we're all called to be prophets, to proclaim God, the faith, the gospel message, and so forth. We're charged with that at our baptism and anointed as such as a priest, prophet, and king. He is the one who, as we'll hear from especially the first reading, from the prophet Isaiah, he's one who is prophesied about as well, and he's fulfilling this prophecy by Isaiah by going out there and proclaiming Christ, or the Messiah, and who, of course, would be the Christ, Jesus Christ. And it begins here. He is in prison, and it seems like maybe his faith is wavering, considering his perhaps his situation there in prison. And so he sends some emissaries, and they ask Jesus, "Are you the one?" And he says, he doesn't give a direct answer. He says, considering this goes back to the first reading as well, that Jesus is fulfilling this prophecy, is the lame walk, the blind can see again, the dead are raised, and so forth.
Yeah, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, as you said, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me. Mm-hmm. I think that's interesting, as you were saying, especially in the first reading, we see John the Baptist is proclaimed or prophesied about, so there's a prophecy, and then John comes to deliver, the prophecy. He delivers our Lord and proclaims our Lord, and you know, John is... I think he's such an underrated figure in sacred scripture. You know, I mean, I think all too easily we just kind of slide by John. But, I mean, here is a man Jesus points to especially. This is – I've often said about some of the saints, you know, we're not going to invite them to our dinner parties. John is one of those guys, you know. I mean, he was a radical in his day. And, you know, you take that and implant that here in 2019, game over, you know. But this guy just was so in love with Jesus. Everything about him was about God. You know, if we had 10% of that, I mean, just think about that, 10% of John's faith, what this world, what our church would look like right now in the United States. So let's do that this morning. Let's ask St. John the Baptist to pray for us and to pray especially that we can have a little bit of his faith this morning as we go into this weekend and go into the rest of our lives. We want the faith of John the Baptist, the faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Coming up right after this, I'm going to share with you a really neat prayer from St. John Paul II when he visited Mexico during the year of his pontificate in 1979. He visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which we celebrated yesterday, and said the prayer here that I have in front of me. And I'm going to share that prayer with you. Also going to send that over to Jimmy to put it up on our Facebook. And also, you know, we talk a lot about marriage and family life here. We talk a lot about the priesthood and religious life. We're going to talk about the single life after this, how to make the most out of Advent and Christmas while single. A great blog piece I read the other day from Melissa Guerrero. We'll have that for you coming up right after this. So all of you friends out there that are single, that aren't going to be spending it with your specific maybe husband or wife or boyfriend, girlfriend, we got some things for you here right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Friday, the 13th. Thanks to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. Saw Dean yesterday. I think he's going to come back today. He wants more on that basketball court. At least that's what he tells me. Residential re-roofs. You know, he says this to me when I see him. I say, Dean, are you busy? He says, busier than ever. I mean, it's just the way it works year round and already scheduling out for spring and summer for those re-roofs and light commercial jobs. He's known not just in Ankeny, but all throughout central Iowa. But the website is roofingankeny.com, 963-4494. Thank you, Dean, for underwriting the show. Residential re-roofs, 963-4494.
Man Up with Joe Stopulis, Monday mornings at 9, and online at iowacatholicradio.com or on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
R&R Realty is letting others see Jesus Christ at work through uplifting programs like Man Up here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Blessed Mother International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessed Mother International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessedmotherinternational.org. That's blessedmotherinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tumia & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TumiaAndSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi. This is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio and from the staff. Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Matters to me. Indeed, you just heard from Tony Calumet, our general manager here at Iowa Catholic Radio. This is our year-end appeal, and we really are appreciating the gifts that are coming in. My goodness, you are all so generous, and that's really what this is. We're asking for, if you're able, a Christmas gift. Now, I know, it's a little awkward when you ask someone else for a Christmas gift. It's like, hey, you want to get me a gift this year? But you know us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We don't survive without those kind of gifts. So remember us if you can when you're out there shopping and getting all the stuff for everyone. Make sure, if you can, to leave a little bit of room for Iowa Catholic Radio. An extra $5, $10, $20, $50 goes such a long way. IowaCatholicRadio.com, scroll over, donate to be able to help us out. Hey, I want to thank Five Sons Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. You know, it's officially tree and shrub pruning season. That's the time of year between Thanksgiving and St. Valentine's Day, so we're right smack dab in the middle of it. For pruning small trees and shrubs, shaping small trees now prevents large corrective pruning later, which is expensive. 493-1060, FiveSonsNaturescapes.com. John Paul II, the year 1979, went to visit Our Lady of Guadalupe, and he visited the shrine there in Mexico. And there he said a prayer that I have read numerous times, and it's just a beautiful prayer. And I thought I would read this for you this morning to Our Lady, as yesterday was her feast day. I apologize for not being able to be on, and also my son's 7th birthday yesterday. I said, "Joseph, now you're able to sin." He said, "What?" I said, "It's the age of reason." He said, "What does that mean?" And I've been talking to him about this. I said, "Now God has given you a special gift to know how to make good choices and not so good choices, bad choices." So he was all ears last night when we were talking about this. You know, look, we had the cake and the ice cream and went to Cosi Cucina. Oh, and I'm wearing it today, man.
Happy birthday, sinner.
That's what I said. Now you have a special responsibility. What's the responsibility, Dad? To become a saint. Now you can do that. So, yeah, you think I'm going to let him get away with that? No. So now's the time.
Suppose people don't let you get away with
that. No, they don't. You're exactly right. Thank you. Someone understands here. Here's the prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe from St. John Paul II. He said this, "O Virgin of Guadalupe, Mother of the Americas," and we're praying this, by the way, "grant to our homes the grace of loving and respecting life in its beginnings with the same love with which you conceived in your womb the Son, the life of the Son of God. Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Fair Love, protect our families so that they may always be united and bless the upbringing of our children. Our hope, look upon us with pity. Teach us to go continually to Jesus, and if we fall, help us to rise again and return to him through the confession of our faults and our sins in the sacrament of penance, which gives peace to the soul. We beg you to grant us a great love of all the holy sacraments, which are, as it were, the signs that your Son left us on earth. Thus, most holy Mother, with the peace of God in our consciences, with our hearts free from evil and hatred, we will be able to bring to all others true joy and true peace, which come to us from your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen. St. John Paul II, pray for us. Amen. You know, we talk a lot about, on this show, marriage and family life. We talk a lot about the priesthood and religious life as well. Even talk about deacons, the diaconate life, and you know, all that entails. Oftentimes, and this is my fault, we don't talk a lot about the single life, which is in itself a vocation. And I also understand, especially during this time of year, maybe you are single or you know someone who's single, that, you know, that could be a difficult time. Now, it's not for everyone. I've met some, you know, singles and friends of mine. They're like, "Look, I love it. You know, I don't have to go into, you know, 9 different Christmases and all these sorts of things. I'm just kind of able to kind of do my own thing or celebrate with the people that mean the most to me." And I understand that and I get it. But I also know that there are people that are single and are lonely, or maybe feel that in their heart, that you know, wish or have been praying for a while now that they had a family to be able to celebrate this with. Melissa Guerrero wrote a great piece a few days ago on this, and I read it. It was a short piece, but you know, I really like Melissa's writing, and she really hit the nail on the head on this. And she talks about the seasons. They're wonderful times of year, and even if you don't live in a place, she says, where the traditional white Christmas is experienced, it's still a lovely time to spend with family and friends. However, sometimes it's also a little tough, especially if those of us who are single or living on our own and away from family as well. I also understand that. There's many that are living away. So she gives a few things, a few ideas to be able to kind of get outside of ourselves and celebrate. And she starts with celebrating with your non-traditional family, especially if your traditional family is a little bit distant from you. She says this: "While most of us have the luxury of living with or near family, that's not always the case for everyone. Some people live far away from their loved ones, cannot afford to fly out to see them for the holidays. Others have difficult family lives and have chosen to create some distance for the sake of their mental and or emotional well-being." She says, if this is your boat, don't despair. Remember that family doesn't always mean those who are related to you by blood. So she says, get outside of yourself. Plan something with maybe a few close friends, coworkers of whom you see outside of work, in your parish, you know, in your church. There are other singles or other people, coworkers, even their families, that maybe would love to get together. And it obviously doesn't have to be on the 24th or 25th, but maybe a day before, a couple days after. Something to be able to celebrate with them, to create a sense of community. You know, in general, when in two or three are gathered, Christ Jesus is there. And that's a big thing for me, is community. Tonight, we're going to go to one of our Catholic couple events. You know, I think we're bringing the queso and some Spanish rice. That's what we're bringing tonight.
Can I come?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Actually, I got one of those, too.
Do you have one of those tonight?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's such an awesome time for us to get together and, you know, pray together. Kids are running around and having fun, and, you know, we're in just talking about the faith and talking about life. I'll have to hear it from Joe Stopulis on the Hawks. Don't worry. I'm going to wear that one tonight. But nonetheless, community changes people. So if you're someone that's single or you know someone, encourage them to be able to gather community, not to just kind of stay isolated or separated from those that you know or those that you love. And you may say, well, I don't know of any place around. Create it, as we were saying before. This was kind of cool. She says, take a cue from kids. Now, she's not talking about pulling a big or 13 going on 30 and acting like a kid trapped in grown adult's body. You know, the tradition of building baby Jesus's manger by having children add little pieces of paper to the manger every time they do their chores and or acts of charity. Why not do the same with a twist? While families let their children write down what good they did to offer to baby Jesus, you can leave the pieces of paper blank. Better yet, you can use whatever other material you want to use that cannot be modified. You can offer up all your acts of charity without anyone except God as your witness. So, yeah, she says, you know, do little things that maybe kids do. Write down what you're thankful for and maybe what your prayers are. There's a number of activities that she says to do, and it's just kind of a cute way or a fun way to have a little bit of fun and to act like a kid again. Don't be afraid to do that. And then also, she says, bring cheer to those who are also alone. You know, and this is a good thing, not just for singles, but for anyone, even family members, or families, that you know, it can be easy just to kind of isolate ourselves within our own family and forget there are other people out there that don't have anyone to visit them. Bishop Drum, for example, call them. Call Bishop Drum today. Hey, who is there that doesn't have anyone to visit them this Christmas season or Advent? You know, can my family go and visit them and sit with them and talk to them for a little bit? Call them. They know who's there that doesn't have family or anyone, and go visit them. Now, it's going to take a little effort on our part. So that's not just for the singles out there, but something that I think could be important for singles to be able to do as well. There's no doubt about it. So no matter who you are or what you got going, singles, look, we need you. Your vocation is just as important as anyone else's, but it's not something to lament or feel sorry for. It's a way to live out the call of Christ Jesus that calls every one of us to a deeper love with him. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the second half hour, Katie Patrizio. We're going to talk about Nazareth, and I thought this was a really interesting topic today because I have never been to the Holy Land, but I've always wanted to go. But she's going to talk about, first and foremost, Nazareth, then and now. So what was it like? She's going to talk about the population, size, structure, makeup during the time of Jesus, but what it's also like now when you go there, the population, the size, the structure, the makeup. So I think this is going to be interesting. I know Katie always brings it when she comes on the show. So we'll have her. She's also taken a trip to the Holy Land. We'll give you the details on that in the second half hour. Mark Amadeo, news and sports, weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa, and your saint of the day all coming up here on this Friday, December 13th. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thanks to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So they were just out at my sister's house yesterday, and the guy said, "Hey, I know your brother. We underwrite his show." My sister said, "Indeed you do. I hear those spots once in a while. Household plumbing is vital for everyday convenience and comfort. Most of us don't know something goes wrong until it actually does. Trusted plumbers with experience. Golden Rule, PHC.com. Thank you for underwriting the show. That is GoldenRulePHC.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. By comparing this generation to children, Jesus criticizes it for its immaturity. This lends to their misunderstanding and evaluation of who John is, and by extension, who Jesus is. Instead of relying too much on our knowledge, which could well be faulty, we should rely on the fruit of the individual, which is evidence of God working through him or her.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you to Bozen the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamayo.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? Hey, this is Tom Bozen from Bozen the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bozen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or visit us at Bozen.com.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Your saint quote of the day: pain and suffering have come into your life, but remember, pain, sorrow, suffering are but the kiss of Jesus, a sign that you have come so close to him that he can kiss you. Saint Teresa of Calcutta. It's a good one. Katie Patrizio coming up here very soon, going to talk about Nazareth. Then and now, if you've ever been to the Holy Land or not been to the Holy Land or are interested in it, I know she's taking a trip there, holylandtrip.me, and we're going to discuss a little bit about why you should visit, but also just kind of the numbers, you know, population, size, structure, makeup of it then and now. She's got a lot of good stuff, Katie does, and I like it when she comes on the show. She always brings it. Heavy sin of the day coming up today as well. Let's do it, Deacon Tony Valdez. Let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today, so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
I want to thank R&R Realty for underwriting the show. Iowa's largest commercial real estate owner and developer. Professionals committed to providing efficient and cost-effective facility property management services to customers throughout Iowa. RRRealty.com. Again, thank you for all you do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's RRRealty.com. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John, and welcome back from your trip to Wisconsin. Glad to see you arrive back safely.
It was an overnight trip, but it went well. We had about 200 at the 4 o'clock talk and then about 350 at the 6 o'clock talk. So a little earlier, but they do an Advent special kind of evening, quote-unquote, mission each year, and it's always well attended there.
I see. I wonder how you got away with being a Viking fan in Packer country. I always am amazed at that, that people decide to bring you in, knowing your background.
Don't think I didn't sneak that in there.
I figured you did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I warned the pastor, though. I said, you know, Father, I said, you know, last time I was here in Rice Lake, it was 2011, and right afterwards, the pastor there became bishop of Superior, of their diocese. So I said, look, man, I don't know. I'm warning you. You might become bishop after this. He said, I don't want it. No way.
I'm sure it was coincidental. I'm sure.
Yes, Monsignor James Powers becoming Bishop James Powers there now, and he was just a good man. I haven't talked to him in a long time, but a good man there.
All right. And Father Andrew, welcome back. I saw you last week at the Father DiCarlo event at Wells Fargo and downtown at the Iowa Event Center. I get my words all mixed up. Good to see you and have you in studio. And you know the guy next to you, that Mr. Leonetti, the second Friday in a row he's been in studio.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
that's true, actually. Yes, here we are. I'll be in studio now for the rest of the I know we're going to take a break here at Iowa Catholic Radio. We always do December 20th until through January 1st. But yes, I'm back now. I get about a month off.
Well, good for you. And that'll be a lot of fun. You could watch more games like we saw last night with Iowa defeating Iowa State in men's basketball. That's the quietest I've ever seen Hilton Coliseum in quite some time.
Yeah, if anyone's wondering, well, why aren't they talking about that? We already exhausted this in the first half hour. But yes, it was a beatdown.
Well, we've got different listeners now.
Yeah,
and what was
these
that
are for
about
the 7:30 listeners, John.
It was a beatdown. Hawks, I said,
yeah,
they came
shoes.
To play. Oh, stop. They came to play. They out-rebounded us. They were tougher underneath the basket, and they shot lights out, man. I mean, my goodness, they did it.
It's a Hawkeye State, as I keep trying to tell you, John. And to answer Father Andrew's question, what about the shoes? Well, the Bohannon young man for Iowa was in a Twitter war or Twitter fun with the Iowa State icon, Mr. George Niang. Remember him, John? He's now in the NBA. They were kind of going at it in Twitter, and then when Bohannon played his final game, this is his senior year, this last time he'll be at Ames, he left his shoes and marked on him, Father. He put thanks for the memories.
Yeah, <laughs> left
him on the floor.
Well, listen, you know, you're bound to win one every 16 years in Hilton, so it's just kind of the way it works. But we'll go on another little streak here and see what we can do.
Yeah, yeah. Since 2003, during the regular season, first time Iowa was won, and they did defeat Iowa State in a NIT game a few years later. But hey, we'll take it. We celebrate these, John. Like you mentioned, we got to celebrate. We got to celebrate success and
joy.
Yeah, Deacon Tony, that means cue the Hawkeye music.
That's our
There you go.
Oh. I said it comes back around. It all comes back around. You just wait, my friend. You just wait.
Anyway, have a good weekend, John.
Let's
start it off.
I know.
I'm
going to hear it all day and all night.
Please keep Father Andrew, please keep John and all the Iowa State fans, including my wife and daughter, in your prayers as they mull through this.
Please do.
You might be enjoying this way too much.
Man, I think he is.
Well, at least in tonight's basketball game, I'll be up there with a couple of Iowa State fans with me at the Dallin game tonight up at Ankeny. Oh, yeah, I'll enjoy it.
I'm sure it won't come up at all.
You just listen and find out.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
All right, right now from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently in Des Moines at the Mercy One Studios. Cloudy skies. There is some light fog in the area, 19 degrees with a northeast wind at 5 miles per hour. And today we're going to see cloudy skies and a wintry mix moving through central Iowa. That rain-snow mix should end before rush hour this afternoon. In the meantime, we could see some icy conditions, so be mindful of that as the storm moves through. Today's high in central Iowa, 38 degrees, east-southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And then tonight, mostly cloudy, overnight low of 17 degrees. The winds are going to pick up out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and that leads into Saturday's forecast. Partly cloudy, dry, and windy for your Saturday, a high of 24 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, high of 24 degrees. And on Monday, snow back in the forecast, heavier amounts down in southern Iowa, and Monday's high of 26 degrees. Currently, snow moving into western Iowa, and that'll move from western Iowa here into central Iowa here as the morning progresses. So be mindful of that we'll have some freezing rain with the wintry mix. Well, in the the news on this Friday morning, the Centers for Disease Control's latest flu map of the United States shows Iowa with minimal activity of the illness for now. A spokesperson for the CDC says the map shows high flu activity in Nebraska and Minnesota, means it's a matter of time before more flu cases show up here in the state of Iowa. The public health department says the flu has already killed two people here in the state of Iowa. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, men's college basketball, as we mentioned earlier, the Iowa Hawkeyes defeated the Iowa State Cyclones 84-68 in Ames last night, snapping a losing streak that dated back to 2003. Northern Iowa last night, a big win on the road as they defeated Grand Canyon 82-58 down in Phoenix, Arizona. The Northern Iowa Panthers now 2-0 on their latest road swing. Last night, NFL Thursday Night Football, week number 15. The Baltimore Ravens have the number one seed right now in the AFC as they defeated the New York Jets 42-21 in Baltimore last night. The Ravens have now won 10 straight, and their record now 12-2. Last night, high school wrestling, Valley defeated Dowling 41-27 at the Dowling Gym. And in boys swimming last night, the Dowling Maroons on the road, they defeated Ankeny in Ankeny 93-77. Tonight, it's the FCS football quarterfinal playoffs as Northern Iowa has made the final eight, and they are at James Madison tonight. They'll kick off at 6 o'clock, televised on ESPN2 from Harrisburg, Virginia, as Northern Iowa takes on the second seed James Madison team. Tonight, NBA G League basketball, the main Red Claws in town, they take on the Iowa Wolves. They'll tip off at 7 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena. And tonight in USHL hockey, the Des Moines Buccaneers on the road at Lincoln, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock in Lincoln, Nebraska. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar has high school girls and boys basketball tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's Dowling at Ankeny. Pre-game show gets underway at 6 o'clock. Girls tip off at 6:15. The boys to follow around 7:45. And so join me for the broadcast for both games tonight from the Ankeny Gym, Dowling at Ankeny, here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And once again, from the WHO TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwa, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines. Cloudy skies, light fog in the area, 19 degrees, and today it'll be cloudy skies, a wintry mix possible throughout the day. Slick conditions could occur, a high of 38 degrees, east-southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio news, weather, and sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show, and coming up, Jimmy Olsen, he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Not a bad drive for you as you make that way in this morning. Running about 8 minutes from the west mixer to downtown, 235. 7 minutes from the east mixer into downtown. Still no problems to pass along. So a good Friday morning drive as you head in. Thanks to Builder Ken Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Builder Ken has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
She is a young heroine who held true to her trust in Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate Saint Lucy. Now, Saint Lucy is a great mystery, as many resources have often contradictory information regarding her. Despite this trouble, Saint Lucy is mentioned in the first Eucharistic prayer, and her feast day has been celebrated since the 6th century. So, though we don't know a ton about her, we know a couple things for sure. That we know that the early church really held her in high esteem. She was probably a young Sicilian girl who made a vow of virginity. She baffled her friends with her generosity, with her family's wealth, and her celibate marriage. Living in the pre-Christian Roman Empire was dangerous. Lucy was beset by a man who wanted to rape her, and when Lucy resisted, he denounced her to authorities as a Christian. Lucy was then martyred, killed for the faith. That we do know for sure. Likely because her name comes from the word light in Latin, Lucy is the patron saint of eyesight and illnesses of sight. We ask today, Saint Lucy, to pray for us. Amen. Thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day. A deacon right here in Des Moines, experienced in wills and estate planning. for 30 years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. When we come back, we're going to talk to Katie Patrizio. Always love having her on. She's got a big trip coming in 2021 to the Holy Land, but we're going to talk most specifically about the Holy Land, also Nazareth. She's calling it Nazareth then and now. She's going to talk about Nazareth during the time of Jesus and how it's changed now. Katie Patrizio, right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And a big thank you to Blessman International for underwriting the show. Every week, Blessman International provides 12,000 meals there in South Africa. They operate vegetable farming, chicken farming, fish farming initiatives to provide sustainable sources of food for the children that they serve, and much, much more. The families taking care of those who are hungry. Jesus said it best, right? Those who feed, those who are hungry, feed them. BlessmanInternational.org. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Your diocesan minute right now.
This is your news to the Diocese of Des Moines for Friday, December 13th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. This Sunday, Father Mike Peters and Father Anthony Adibe celebrate birthdays. Father Peters serves parishes in Lenox and Corning. Father Anthony is a chaplain at Mercy Medical Center. Happy birthday. Also this Sunday, we have two priests who are celebrating the anniversary of their ordination to priesthood. They are Father Bob Harris, pastor of All Saints Parish in Des Moines, and Father Ryan Andrew, chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Tune in to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson this morning at 9 a.m. Bishop Johnson will be visiting with two young adults from our community involved with a new group called ID 916 that's intended to foster community and make missionary disciples. Learn more about this young adult group this morning at 9 a.m. right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Winwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance for families to send their kids to our Catholic schools and 65% Iowa tax credits for you. Give to ctoiowa.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Be Not Afraid is provided by Dream Dirt Farm Real Estate and Auction.
Dream Dirt's online equipment auction, Farm Bid, is an online auction house for farm machinery. We take your equipment photos and information and create listings for our customers to make it as easy as possible to get started selling machinery online. And each item is advertised individually to get the most exposure. Bidding happens 24/7 at bid.dreamdirt.com. Dream Dirt Farm and Equipment Auction Services. Farm auctions done right.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio and from the staff. Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Oh God, you're my deliverer, the one who carries us.
Pope Francis says, I distrust a charity that costs nothing and does not hurt. Well, he would definitely trust us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. It hurts. It hurts. It costs a lot. Not just money. Not just money. And you know that from all the people that have come together here to make Iowa Catholic Radio what it is now. What it is now. And we hurt. I mean, every week we get together and we say, look, we need more help. Volunteers, people, money, of course, to make this radio station go. But at least we know our Holy Father would trust us. We're doing it for the love of the Lord. That's what it all comes down to here at Iowa Catholic Radio. Always about our Lord. Let's go to our next guest of the day. You know her by now, a friend of the show. Katie Patrizio joins me. Hi, Katie.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. All right, you're taking a big trip to the Holy Land in 2021, yes, I believe, correct?
Yes,
We're going to get to that, and I want to promote that, but let's talk about the Holy Land, or Nazareth, as you're calling it, then and now. Some interesting facts about Nazareth. I don't know a ton about it. So what is the population?
Yeah, well, now Nazareth is actually one of the biggest cities in Israel. In fact, it's the largest Arab city in Israel, so it has a large non-Jewish Arab population. And in fact, it's got a big technology sector, so it's been nicknamed the Arab Silicon Valley. It's got really great schools. So if you just Google Nazareth nowadays, you know, and you get modern pictures of it, you're going to get pictures of a really big town, but that's very different from how Nazareth was back in the day. So people have probably heard, priests or teachers, theologians, scholars talk about Nazareth being very small, kind of a backwater town. And there's a lot of evidence from this historically and archaeologically. So of all the lists and all the places named in Scripture, Old and New Testament, well, not New Testament, Nazareth is named, I should say Old Testament, Nazareth is never named, which boggles people's minds. And in fact, of the extant, so the still existing non-biblical literature, Nazareth is not mentioned until the 3rd century A.D. So there's not a sense that, oh, Nazareth didn't actually exist. There's definite archaeological evidence that Nazareth existed, but the fact that nowhere is it recorded anywhere, anything about the place, until Christians start talking about it in writing in the 3rd century A.D. just confirms the fact that it's this tiny, obscure, totally unimportant backwater town, and that's the place that Jesus decided to spend a lot of his life, which is pretty incredible.
What do you think that tells us, that God would choose to be born there during that time, as you said, when it was just, you know, almost nothing?
Yeah, I think it tells us that God is not concerned with the flashy, and, I mean, there's so many ways we could go with this. I mean, for one, our Lord wants to associate himself with the poor and the unimportant, and he clearly does that. The other thing is that he kind of just wants people to encounter him for who he really is, as opposed to what might have been his station in life. And honestly, his being from Nazareth kind of detracted from that. So we get the famous saying in the Gospels, I think it was Nathanael, who was from Cana, which was one of the larger towns just a few miles from Nazareth, and he says, when someone says, you know, Jesus is the Messiah, he's from Nazareth, he says, what good can come from Nazareth?
Right. It's like, that was like a stock joke, you know, to the Nazareth.
Yeah,
folks,
yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Like, we have redneck jokes. There was probably Nazareth jokes back then, or it would have been something of the equivalent because of the kind of notoriety it had or the lack thereof.
Yeah. The Holy Land, you know, and when we talk about Nazareth here, I've never been, so I don't know what to expect, but I'm sure when I do go someday, and I do plan on going, what I'm going to see was a little bit different, as you were saying, than what Jesus was born into there. Now, what can we expect to see? I mean, there's going to be some pretty awesome sights there. You talk about the Basilica of the Annunciation?
That's right. So, yeah, obviously Nazareth is a huge town now, but even with the fact that it's this ginormous town, the Basilica of the Annunciation is still kind of the centerpiece of the town. Even though there's a large Muslim population, the church there really gives it a Christian feeling. So anywhere in the Church of Nazareth or in the city of Nazareth, you can see the Basilica of the Annunciation, the dome specifically of the Basilica of the Annunciation. And the architect, I believe he was an Italian architect who designed that church. It was consecrated in 1969, so it's a relatively new church. He designed the dome to look like a Bedouin tent. So the Bedouins are the shepherds, the nomadic shepherds that still are around Israel, that harken back to kind of the days of Jesus and David and what have you. And so he chose to design the dome after this Bedouin shepherd's tent, and it harkens to the idea from the Gospel of John that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, because if you actually translate the Greek literally, it says, John says, the Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. And the beautiful thing about that is you see that dome from anywhere in Nazareth, And you know that that dome is built there because the Word became flesh. He pitched his tent among us there, right there. So if the church is the centerpiece of Nazareth, then when you go into the church, and I'm getting so excited just talking about this.
I can tell.
when you go into the church, the centerpiece of the church, I mean, I had no idea any of this. So I remember distinctly walking into the church when I was in the Holy Land for the first time last May. And your eyes are just immediately drawn to this cave in the middle of the church. And I was like, what? And you immediately know that's where it happened. That's an important cave. So you walk up to the cave, and you have to understand that limestone is really important in ancient Nazareth. It was the source of their industry economy, but it was also the source of their housing. And so there's a network of underground limestone caves in which the early inhabitants of Nazareth lived, and one of those caves belonged to Joachim and Anne, and that's where Mary lived. And so you go to this cave that this church is built over, and you can kneel in front of it and pray, and there's an altar in there, and there's an inscription, a plaque in front of the altar, and it has a familiar Latin phrase, but there's an added Latin word. So it says, verbum cara hic factum est, and when we're familiar with that phrase, you know, it means the Word became flesh, but in that Latin word added hic, verbum cara hic factum est, the Word became flesh here. And so it's in this very place that Jesus pitched his tent, and you can stand just feet from the place where Mary was, the cave where she was when the angel Gabriel came to her and announced that Jesus would be born, he would be conceived in her womb, and that in that very place, in that very moment, is where God came and dwelled on earth. It's so powerful.
That sounds incredible. Holylandtrip.me is where you can go, friends, with Katie. I know you're going to be going, January 6th through the 15th, 2021. And I think you're pumped.
Yeah. Right? It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and the trip registration is open until January 22nd, 2020. So holylandtrip.me. Is that right, 2020 or 2021? The registration is open until.
The registration is going to be open. I'm trying to close it off here in the next month or so. So, yeah, next month. So, and it's filling up. So please, please, please check it out. My email is on the website. If you have any questions, let me know. I want everybody, every spot filled, because this is going to be an awesome trip.
Awesome stuff. Katie Patrizio, thanks for coming on, Katie. It's always fun.
Thanks for having me, John.
All right. Talk to you soon. Katie Patrizio, everyone. Holylandtrip.me. Cool. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. As always, Father Andrew, would you give us your blessing?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Friends, I am John Leonetti. Be back on Monday inside the Mercy One studio. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land, where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. We lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we are.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.